This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last year in Portugal, hundreds of former high-level military officers and others met for a 76-hour press conference where they publicly accused the U.S. government for carrying out 911. It was carried by Spanish and Portuguese papers and by a few English papers. And they went over the evidence of how there was no way 19 hijackers did that. Now a bunch of them have been found alive. The others were trained at U.S. military bases, their credit cards, their homes, paid for by the FBI. We've had David Shippers and everybody else on about this. Judicial Watch has talked about how the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens on national TV. He's talked about it. The evidence, I've made two films and written a book, folks. It's a fact. As the German technology minister said, the globalists, the military-industrial complex, carried this out to set up open-world dictatorship. Okay, that's the quote. German ministers are saying it, okay? I'm not the only one, and I know we're on in D.C. and everywhere else. There's thousands of us that are prominent. Someone who's very prominent is Barry Schweiker, and he's written for all the big major papers, many of the big papers. He's the Visions TV media critic, highly respected, and he's convincing a lot of top journalists that he is correct of some big questions of prior knowledge up in Canada. And we're honored to have Barry on the show. Sir, thank you for taking some time out to be with us.
Listen, it's a real pleasure, Alex. I encountered your face for the first time at the end of that new video called Aftermath, you know, questions, unanswered questions from 9/11. And I saw that video in San Francisco last month, and I really liked what they had you as the last guy punching out a real call for people to wake up, and I really admired that. So I'm really gratified to be speaking with you.
Well, thank you. You know, if I'll be honest, you know, if it was some new free country to go to, I'd probably leave, but there's nowhere to run. It is a new world order. I don't think people realize how serious things have gotten. Tell us a little about yourself and the questions you have and some of the key points.
Well, one thing I have to correct you, I wish I didn't have to correct you. You said a moment ago that I'm convincing a lot of journalists in Canada that these questions should be asked.
Well, that's kind of that's what the Toronto Star said.
Well, the Toronto Star is the largest circulation newspaper in Canada. It's a proud paper. I worked for it. Formerly, I was the education editor back in the 70s. And their best-read columnist is a woman named Michelle Landsberg. And it happens I've known Michelle for a long time. We used to work together on the Globe and Mail, which is Canada's national newspaper. And Michelle heard what happened was Michelle wrote a column on some time ago, maybe a couple or 3 months ago, and she mentioned how the U.S. government is addicted to lying about things. And she gave a few examples, and I think perhaps she mentioned the infamous Gulf of Tonkin resolution that became the basis for the whole U.S. war in Vietnam. And before that was over, there were 58,000 of your countrymen were dead. And
there were no communist North Vietnamese boats attacking anything. It was totally made up.
It was completely a fake, totally a fake, and yet it passed unanimously in the House of Representatives and 88-2 in the Senate. So she mentioned a couple of things like that. Well, what happened was she got a tremendous response via email, and with the internet these days, that's how it goes. And a lot of the people who emailed her from the USA, from down where you are, said, Michelle, there's a guy in Canada named Barry Schweiker, and he's done a whole video about this. Well, amazingly, although she and I know each other, and actually she lives a 10-minute bicycle ride from here, she had never heard about my video. So she phoned up and she said, Barry, I understand you got a video out. I'd like to see it. I said, sure. So I rode it over there in my bicycle. And she watched it, and she said, she told me right here where I'm sitting in my writing studio, she came over, interviewed me a week ago Wednesday, she said, Barry, a cold chill literally came over my body when I was watching your video. And I said, well, what do you mean?
Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. Our guest is Barry Schweiker. He is a highly respected journalist in Canada, TV critic. of Provision TV. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with him, and he's doing great work fighting the globalists. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? It sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Barry Swicker. He has written for many of the big papers, Globe and Mail, Toronto Star. He is the Vision TV media critic, highly respected. And he's come out and said, hey, the government's lying. There's all sorts of weirdness going on. And other reporters have seen his film and said it sends a cold chill up their spine. You were continuing, Barry, with your story. Go ahead.
Well, sure. Why not? It's a story. It's not other journalists, but this particular journalist, Michelle Landsberg, and she is really highly respected in this country. And so she asked, as I was saying, for my video. She watched it. She told me here in my writing studio, she said a cold chill came over her whole body. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, it wasn't so much what you said. It was that I myself had thought these thoughts. She was in France, actually, on 9/11. She watched on French TV, and she couldn't hear any English language. But she had thought in the days following, gosh, that's fishy. And what she said gave her a cold chill was that she, who is a very intellectual and skeptical and wide awake, alert, knowledgeable person, that she had shoved this to the back of her mind. Those are the very words she used. She shoved it to the back of her mind, and it frightened her.
Well, the subconscious mind is very powerful when it's faced with something horrifying. It's like with Hitler.
Yep.
People kept trying to deny and deny and deny and deny and deny.
That is so right. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. I've just read the new two-volume biography on Hitler by the British historian Ian Kershaw, and I think it's the very best biography that's ever come out. And he points that out, that group after group after group in Germany would be the labor unions, the churches, the industrialists, the workers, the farmers and everything. They all found reasons to go along with Hitler. Of course, they had to be lied to a lot. Hitler always said he wanted peace, you know. Always said he wanted peace. Lied through his teeth. Laying war plans, saying he wants peace. And, of course, then he had the Reichstag fire, which really mobilized the German public. I mean, that was an iconic thing. 1933, their parliament burned down, blamed it on a communist. And that was how he seized the last bit of power. He never was properly elected. It was something like another guy.
He set up Homeland Security called Fatherland Security.
Exactly. This word homeland has bad resonances. But, you know, Alex, I don't know how much we should take for granted. Well, we should take nothing for granted about what your listeners believe, all the varieties of belief they would have on this subject of 9/11 vary from some of people who would totally accept the standard narrative that's put out by the government, right on through to those, I include myself among them, who are total skeptics. I believe there was complicity. It wasn't just that they let it happen.
There you go.
They helped to make it happen.
Oh, they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an inside job is really the word they use in crime, and but anyway, what has happened is I started to write a book about this, and the book of course is dragging along because my life is pretty busy and it's a big subject, and the book started to teach me things, and what the book is called Connecting the Dots: The Media, 9/11, and Our Future, and so what the book is teaching me is that the real subject of the book, Alex, is the nature of belief.
It's the culture denying in massive denial.
Yeah, and it's so true. Now, what my understanding, such as it is, I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world, but my understanding as it's evolved is this, that denial itself is not a very important thing. That is, it's the surface. It's all. Here'd be a comparison I've come up with. You see an automobile accident, you know, at a corner. So the automobile accident has happened, and maybe a couple people hurt, and that's that. Well, now, that's obvious for everybody to see, although, granted, people might have different ideas about how it happened. But the real questions are, why did that thing happen? How come it happened? What went into making it happen? What was the anatomy of the preparation for this accident that then occurred? Now, when you come to denial, denial is the surface, the last thing that happens when people just refuse to see what's right in front of them. But the question is, why do they refuse to see what's right in front of them? How could it be that you and I and a lot of people all had this common experience on September 11, 2001, for an hour and 50 minutes that four scheduled airliners flew all over Hell's Half Acre. You've seen the maps about how they're flying all over the place.
Transponders off. When the golfer's plane was out for 15, 20 minutes, Payne Stewart, it's surrounded by F-16s, the most guarded space in the world, nothing's done, and the president, we now find out, this is admitted, mainstream news, knew at his hotel, in the car, went into the little ghost story, so he couldn't be reached, so he couldn't order the shoot down.
Well, exactly. I mean, the whole thing about George Bush, and again, the thing is that we all saw, either originally and or in repeats, endless repeats, we saw the famous video of Andy Card going into that classroom with those grade two kids in it and whispering into George Bush's ear. Now, here's a really odd thing. There's so many odd things about this, but just let me touch on that for a minute, though. Although you may have already touched on it, perhaps even many times, Alex.
You must continue to touch on it.
Okay, so exactly, we have to keep repeating these things, you know. You got to repeat them until you gain some mind share. So Andy Card, he whispers in George Bush's ear. Now, we're told by everybody concerned, we're told by George Bush, by Andy Card, by the official White House transcript and everything, that what Andy Card said to George Bush was something to this effect, that a second tower has been hit, America is under attack. Now, what person, whether he's a president or whether he's a dog catcher, is just going to listen to that and then say nothing and do nothing. Like, and another an interesting thing about this, too, is this. Andy Card, his trusted advisor, doesn't wait for some kind of a response. He doesn't say, do you want to do something, Mr. President, or should we go, Mr. President, or do you have anything to say about that, Mr. President? Will we see you later, Mr. President? No. Andy Carr just backs off and walks away. His actions are extremely dubious, and they're anomalous in the extreme also. Well, then George Bush...
Well, that was a scheduled stop, too. The Secret Service would not let the president do that.
No, it was known, publicly known, because his itinerary had been announced exactly where the president was. So if America was really under terrorist attack, then that would mean that the president would be probably the number one potential victim.
Now, here's the problem with talking about 911. What we're talking about is 1% of the total red flag smoking gun evidence. I want people to understand that, because you can hear what we're saying, try to argue with it, this is a complex issue. When you start looking at who trained the hijackers, who founded Al-Qaeda, who stood to gain, start looking at the public officials like mayors of San Francisco and Ashcroft and generals being told not to fly to New York that day, you start adding the insider trading, you start adding hundreds of other smoking gun points, then it's totally clear. But this is central, what you're talking about, the stand down for an hour and 50 minutes plus, the staged press conference, you know, the staged photo op where we learn with him, and it's so sick. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and in my video called The Great Deception, I just say I sort of loop that video of the president being informed. I loop it, you know, it goes back around about six times, and I say, this guy is play acting. This is a play. This man is acting right here, right now. See? Look, he's acting.
But later it came out that he already knew all of it.
Well, yeah. Well, there's the anomaly that when he was speaking to those kids later in some public town hall meeting in Florida, a short while later, in little what was his name? I've got it in my video. Little Jenkins or Jason asked him a question. And then that's when George Bush says, well, I was sitting outside that classroom. I was watching the TV outside that classroom, and I saw a plane go into the tower. And I used to be a pilot myself, and I said, boy, that's one bad pilot. But then I didn't think about it anymore. Well, I mean, that is absolutely ludicrous on the
face of it. No one saw the first plane hit. There were no videos of that until days later.
Exactly. He could not have seen, as somebody went, you know, I was working on this series of six commentaries about this, which I started on. I was finally got my nerve up enough to start this in January of 2002. My first one appeared on January the 14th, was aired January 14th on National Canadian Television, and I thought that I was really, really late in raising this. I was feeling really bad in my own conscience.
Yeah, but I'm not bragging, but I had a film out 1 month after.
Well, bless you. I mean, you are on top. And I'll say in my defense that I knew the day it happened, that it was what we've come to realize it is thoroughly. Anyway, it's interesting when you ask people, as I do in connection with writing my book, I ask them, when did you twig that this was fishy, and why? You get these all these different answers. And you, of course, well know, and you've probably had him on your program, Michel Chossudovsky. You know him, the University of Ottawa.
Yes, we've had him on, and he's put some of my articles in his magazine.
Exactly. So he's well known to you, tremendous researcher, tremendous person. And so I asked him personally. I said, "When did you twig?" And he said, "Well, he was driving from his home, which is about it's an hour and a half drive from his university office. And just before he left home, someone said something's going on, and so he's listening to the car radio. And by the time he arrived, an hour and a half later, arrived at his office, the U.S. government was already naming Osama bin Laden as the key perpetrator. And that did it for him. He said, there's no way an hour and a half after this happened that you know who does it.
Oh, but they found a passport in the rubble uncharred.
Just fluttered down from heaven, manna from heaven, eh? Now, Alex, there's something you mentioned, and I'd like to follow up on it with you if you'd like. I think it's really, really important, because you got talking about deeper background. For instance, you said, who trained Al-Qaeda? Now, this is very important, and I find that this is an obstacle for some people. You see, they still really believe that there are terrorists who are just crazy people, or they're Arabs especially, or Muslim fanatics, or they could be any kind of race, color, or creed, or whatever. But they're these individual homegrown fanatics who are just really angry and twisted and so forth, and then they throw bombs or they do whatever. Now, of course, down through history, there have been many such people, no question. And I think one reason that people can believe this version of terrorism, because I want to come to the second version of terrorism in a minute, the reason that people can identify with and believe in that kind of terrorist, your retail terrorist, is because a lot of us, ordinary human beings, we've been so damn angry different times about something that we ourselves have
thought... Hey, watch, stay there. We'll be right back.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink. And as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximin. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it, 1-800-622-THIN.
All right, we got Barry Zwicker on with us. He's written for all the big papers, award-winning, on and on and on, Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, He's the media critic. He studies the media. He's a TV guy. He knows what's phony. More people are telling the truth, and as he said, he's seen the Guerrilla News Network, great video they put out that's good for the general public, 30 minutes long. Fortunately, my films are, many of them, almost 3 hours. So much evidence, I want to put it all in, but I can't even hit the tip of the iceberg. This is such a sloppily done thing they carried out, other than the remote controlling. But continuing, I've done a study of modern terrorism, and in every case, it's intelligence agencies. And sometimes they use useful idiots, but generally they just do it themselves and grab some patsy. And you were telling a story, Barry, but also you mentioned the Northwoods document where the U.S. government calls for hijacking jet airliners, bombing D.C. ABC News, Baltimore Sun first reported it before 9-1-1. When you have stuff like this, people say, well, how? Why? Why would they do it? They tell us in the Northwoods document how they're going to kill people, how they're going to frame patsies. This is an amazing document, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I did use that in my video, too. I read James Bamford's Body of Secrets. There are other sources for that information, too, but he has some good stuff. And I'll tell you one thing.
Well, the National Security Archives has the public document.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen a photocopy of it. And General Lyman Lemnitzer was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in those days, and that guy was so right-wing that he was really, you really had to wonder about his.
Well, it's not even right-wing. It's command and control.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot about command and control. And
you were trying to talk about the other forms of terror, too.
Yeah, the other forms of terror, too. But one thing about Operation Northwoods just might be mentioned parenthetically here that really shocks people when I have some, you know how we do in our videos, we've got that B-roll, so we can show a few things to back up text. And with Operation Northwoods, some people think that it was just one plan to have some Americans, actually Americans, killed, just like a replay of the Maine, so that this would antagonize the American public and mobilize them for a war on Cuba. That was the aim of it.
The quote on page 4 is, casualty list in U.S. newspapers will cause a helpful wave of indignation.
A helpful wave of indignation. You've got the exact quote there, and that's the exact quote that I quoted. But you remember in the book something that some other people haven't mentioned. They had alternative scenarios they were going to use, and at that time John Glenn was about to go up for his first liftoff into space, and which was successful, of course, and they had a plan, it was all ready to go, that if something had gone wrong with John Glenn's capsule, and if it had burned, crashed, or anything, they were ready, they already had manufactured fake parts to prove, quote-unquote, that Cubans had interfered with his flight through radio signals, and that would be the reason for the war on Cuba. So, you know, they're so nasty, they're so imaginative in a diseased way that they have different scenarios they will spin out to accomplish the given end. And even in the case of Vietnam, you know, it was the alleged but totally fake, non-existent North Vietnamese PT boats that allegedly attacked the Maddox and the Turner Joy. But they'd already been doing a lot of stuff to antagonize and spur some kind of trouble for several months before that. But this was the one that finally, you know what? The North Vietnamese were too smart, and they wouldn't bite. And so they finally had to just make it up out of whole cloth. And that's a similar case with Cuba. You know, many times there have been low-level flights, very provocative, roaring right over mainland Cuba. And the Cubans are told, do not shoot at them. Let them go, because if you shoot at them, you're going to have a ton of something.
And they created Fidel. They funded Ho Chi Minh. They fund these guys, build them up, and then make an enemy out of us. So there's a whole other level to creating the crisis. Now, you were trying to talk about, and I want to try to hold you over and take some calls if you can. We've got a break here in a second.
Yep.
We're trying to talk about the second type of terror. Modern big industrial terror, complex terror, can only be carried out by states. That's what the top generals and people said in this press conference in Portugal last year.
Exactly, exactly. And it's very, very important that this be said repeatedly on air, because it's wholesale terrorism, it's state terrorism. There's whole books on this. So this is the primary form of terrorism, is that people are found, as you say, patsies, people who are strange in some way, they're trained. This was the CIA's operation in Afghanistan with Saudi oil billions and the CIA, which was the largest CIA operation up till that time, at least. was to find, was to build up this little obscure sect, Al-Qaeda, and to get these kids into these madrasas in Pakistan and just fill, you saw them, they were just sort of rich.
Washington Post reported that our government shipped over 1 million radical hadiths that said, kill Americans. Our government shipping them stuff of how to be vicious. It's incredible. Stay right there. We got a break again. I want you to come back. Hit any points you want to get to. Plug your video. It's amazing, your book. And then we're going to go to some calls. Don in Illinois and others that are holding. You want to talk to Barry Schweiker? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for I-40-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Barry Schweiker's our guest. Headline, Conspiracy Crusader Doubts Official 911 Version. Writing a book, done a film. Exposing this, and he came right out with it, is they didn't have knowledge, folks. They were complicit. Inside job. We've got Dan in Illinois, John Boston, Warren, Colorado, John, Canada, and others as we blast out on the AM and FM dial. In D.C., Boston, Denver, Austin, all over the place. The show's exploding. These people want the truth. We wake up the right wing and the left wing to the tyranny. I started out, of course, as what you call a mainstream conservative. I am a pro-liberty individual, and I found out the truth that the entire government is rotten to the core across the political spectrum. We've got to realize the horror to change that. And we're about to go to your calls, but I've been jumping all over our guest because he's got so many insights and we're on the same page. Barry, any other key points you want to hit on before we go to these callers?
Well, look, I'd just like to really, really enter a vote of confidence for what you just said about yourself, about right wing and left wing. Earlier, I used the term right wing and I don't take it back, but also I believe it's even larger that the right wing and the left wing, we go beyond left and right in this because liberty is something that everybody should want.
Well, it's the military industrial complex, and they'll use any party at any time.
That's right. And one thing I like to see, actually, there was some terrorism legislation introduced back in the Clinton era, and even earlier in the Reagan era, which didn't. Well, it didn't pass. It was Patriot Act stuff, but it didn't get quite squeezed through. There was the infamous alleged Libyan hit squads who was trying to frighten the public into that. And the reason that legislation didn't go through was because of this beautiful, unlikely pairing of the ACLU and the NRA. I loved it. You know, both sides came in and said, this is bad legislation. So I want to back up anybody. The second thing I want to say before we take these calls, if I may, I was talking about the nature of belief and saying that denial is the surface, and what's underneath denial is fears. And I think it's really, really important. This has changed my life and heart a little bit, my coming to understand more about this as this book writes me, is that people have legitimate fears, Alex. They have legitimate fears. When they're confronted with this, such an incredible, dark suggestions that maybe their top leaders would not only lie to them, they would kill their own citizens for private gain and for all sorts of shadowy purposes that have to do with bloated militarism and everything. And so if people speak up about that, they will have what I say are legitimate fears. They may fear that people will shun or avoid them if they speak up, and they'll be called non-patriotic. Maybe they'll face peer group pressure, which is a very powerful thing. They'd be laughed at. Maybe they won't get a promotion. Maybe their very job might be in danger. And these fears are legitimate. And I have sympathy for people who have those fears. I'm lucky. I'm independent. Since 1970, I've been self-employed. Nobody could fire me. Well, that's luxury. A lot of people can be fired. A lot of people's neighbors will shun and avoid them. And I got a lot of sympathy. But at the same time, I don't have so much sympathy that I let people off the hook that they got to do some homework.
They're totally enslaving us. They're going to go after everybody. We must fight this. Even in the short term, it's coming down. And let me say something. This is an illusion. When they attack the Dixie Chicks and all that, that is to create a chilling effect. That is to destroy the First Amendment, what America's about. And I got to tell you something, Barry. I've done, this is why I say this every week, because it's an incredible testament. I've done over 800 radio interviews since 911.
Yep.
And because I'm bold, I don't apologize, I'm not afraid, that spirit telegraphs, and I've had 100 callers, maybe 100 that disagree, thousands and thousands and thousands that agree. I'll be on some show that covers 35 states, a conservative show, a liberal show. One caller out of 30 might call in and disagree. They're an incoherent idiot. They'll generally say I should be arrested for what I'm saying. So we are the majority. I don't believe their illusion, and that's why we're able to do this and say this, because there's so many of us. If it was one or two of us doing this, we'd die in car wrecks real quick. There's so many of us now telling the truth.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, when I did my original series commentaries about this back in January of last year, some people at our TV channel, my senior producer said she felt sick to her stomach the first morning she came in. She was sure that there was going to be all these horrible emails and everything, and she opened up her emails, and the first one said, congratulations, you guys have got courage, terrific. And she said, well, we've got at least one good email. And then the second one was the same. I had over 1,000 emails, and you know what? The antagonistic ones, I could count on the fingers of two hands. I've had the same experience you do, and that's the experience Michelle Landsberg had with her column
Barry, people that don't agree with us, that don't have an internal understanding, a historical understanding, don't know how to send emails, okay? I mean, anybody who loves their children will instinctively know what's happening. Then you look at the rational evidence. It is disgusting. It's like learning your neighbor you thought was nice was a serial killer,
yep.
And as they remove the dead, desiccated bodies out of the backyard, you go, you vomit, but at least you know the truth.
Yep.
Now, let's take calls. Let's talk to Don in Illinois. Don, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead. Welcome, Don. You're on the air. Or Dan. Just go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Okay.
You're on Bruce, the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Dan.
Bruce, you were talking about denial. And you're hitting it right on the head, because isn't it the degree of denial that somebody's own life, that they're whether they're dealing with their own problems or not, like bad marriage, bad job, and they're just staying in it. And in order to do that, they have to be in denial.
We're denying NAFTA and GATS, destroying our economy.
Right. I mean, the economy going down, all these particular things, in order to survive, you have to, like, shut down and not pay attention to all the details.
Well,
so
yeah.
When that happens, is you can't perceive the other parts of the world being so terrible either, because if you can't perceive it in your own life, you're not going to be able to perceive it at a higher level.
I agree with you, Dan. I think you're right. And but you know, we don't have to go into denial. I don't think you meant we have to. The thing is that denial does work. There are things have happened in our family that are very painful to think about, and you don't want to think about them every day. So let's call it denial, okay? But it's a sort of a conscious denial where you just say, I'm not going to wallow in the pain of something that happened.
Have you ever been driving along and a bad thought from childhood or something embarrassing comes back into your mind?
Yep.
And you catch yourself going, ah! And you're like, wow, that was a subconscious thing that just came out.
Yep. Yeah, and so actually we're wired for denial.
Defense mechanisms, they call them.
Yeah, defense mechanisms.
Which mechanism?
Defense mechanisms.
Yeah, defense mechanism. That's very, very well said, Dan. But anyway, the thing is that we have to, it's very important that we not lie to ourselves. That's the key thing. That's the most, my hero happens to be a guy named Bertrand Russell, a dead British white philosopher, and he had his own 10 commandments, and his first commandment is never lie to yourself. And I think that is the first and foremost commandment.
Well, don't lie to yourself. Bertrand Russell, you got this left-wing globalism arm, and that's how they catch us all. They got the phony right-wing, they got the phony left-wing, but that's it for another discussion.
But that is another discussion.
But the one more thing, Perry, I was mentioning to Alex the other day, is that when you're not having this ability to think and it increases prejudice at the same time, is that you can confuse two different races or people within the same race. The Al-Qaeda is a trained soldier. He's not a suicide bomber like a Palestinian. And they're trying to pawn off on the public that there's no difference between an Al-Qaeda, James Bond, trained person who's trained to live, not to die, is equivalent to this desperate Palestinian that only has one way of doing things, is blowing himself up. He doesn't operate that way.
Dan, thanks for the call. John in Boston, Mass. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John.
John has the radio on. He's not listening right now. The callers have kind of been doing this to me lately. John, are you there? Okay, put him on hold. He'll be back later.
Let's hope they're so interested they can't tear themselves.
Well, you can hear the delay. He's off, doesn't know. He'll find out soon. Warren in Colorado, then we'll go to John in Canada, Bill in Alaska. Warren, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Real quick, I remember on September 11th that morning, they were showing pictures of the terrorists on TV, and I thought that was so strange how they could know that already.
Yep.
So quickly.
Exactly.
And I can barely hear you guys, but I'll just continue. I expected a lot more security measures in place other than shutting down the airports, and I guess I'm...
Well, that was just training us to accept the military on the streets.
Yeah, I'd like to know your thoughts on... You know, my thoughts were that, you know, the borders be shut down and all this interstate patrolmen would be out and shutting down borders and so on. If that was actually
the truth. Yeah, that's a good point. Our borders north and south are more open than ever. That they check you more going into Canada than coming out of Canada to the U.S. This is a key thing for people that is waking them up, Barry, is that our southern border is more open than ever, and they're telling us that the Pentagon's going to have to watch you to keep you safe. It isn't holding water. That's one of the big chinks in the propaganda.
It certainly is. I mean, there's such a horrible track record of crushing civil liberties here. And that's a great hope that I have for the American public, the man and woman on the street, that somehow they'll connect two dots. One dot is the proud history of liberty and of protecting liberty at any price. And what's happening with the new Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, they just don't mix. It's oil and water.
Well, I mean, Patriot Act 2 is secret arrest for any crime, secret execution, says it in the subsections, and they're saying we've got to take America's rights away to defend America. America's America because we have this Bill of Rights and Constitution, not because we're a police state with police in black ski masks.
You know, now this is the time for Americans to wake up, to ask themselves the question: are they for the kind of liberty that they've been raised on and told about and taught, or are they going to accept some cockamamie stories by the current gang that obviously is interested in crushing these liberties?
Well,
I'm just boggled how Americans have allowed themselves to let this happen.
Well, our news media just dribbles it out and then makes the petty stories big. But I was at the cleaners a few months ago, and a state police major was already in there getting his clothes. And he was an older guy. He said, Alex, we were brought up that what's happening in America is what happened in Soviet Union. We know this is wrong. And I said, how many of you know it? And he goes, most of the old guys. We know what's happening is bad. We know 911 couldn't be pulled off by those people. And the guy almost had tears in his eyes. So people are waking up.
He's got to get more than tears in his eyes, you know. He's got to speak up. He's got to go that extra step to become an active citizen.
Absolutely. Let's talk to John in Boston. He's there. And then we'll go to John in Canada and Bill and Alaska and others. Go ahead, John in Boston. You're on.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was listening on the Internet.
That's okay, sir. Go ahead.
I didn't realize it was a delay. I'm a first-time caller, by the way. I've been listening to you since, like, right after 9/11. I love the show. Great show. Great guest. I just wanted to, Alex, I wanted to bring your attention in today's Boston Herald on page 4. There's a piece about John Kerry and his Skull and Bones connection.
Yeah, we're going to have two Skull and Bones guys running against each other.
Yeah.
From a secret blue blood society, a racist society, where they admittedly have Nazi flags. That's MSNBC. Any comments to that, Barry?
Well, you know, I only heard about the Skull and Bones Society about a year ago, and we all have the limits to our belief. We all have boundaries. I'm not immune from that either. I believe the story about Flight 800, that it was mechanical failure. I can be fooled, too. And I thought, Skull and Bones, that sounds too rich. You know, I got to learn more about this. Well, the friend of mine who told me about this, he gave me information about it, and my gosh, I found out that it's actually true.
Oh, USA Today says, oh, they do some satanic rituals. That's what's the big deal.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I mean. This is so bizarro, off the scale. How do you even, again, it's the denial. It's like they're trying to shock us.
Yep. Yep, the big lie, there can be the big lie technique invoked in these things. Hitler, you know, Goebbels, which is Hitler's propaganda minister, was a specialist in this. And if you tell, the bigger the lie you tell, the more likely people will believe it. And the reason for that is most people are decent. Most people, most of the time in their own lives, are in fact honest.
Well, we have conscience. I mean, if I say something rude to my wife, I feel bad about it. These people don't have conscience.
You know, this friend of mine who told me about the Skull and Bones Society, he's a psychotherapist. He's a family therapist here in Toronto. And he told me, he said something very interesting. He said, the higher you go in any organization, the more likely you are to encounter a psychopath. Because the people at the top have had to step on so many people's necks. They've had to tell so many lies. They've had to be so single-minded in their devotion to getting power and control that they lose their humanity.
Well, I say it. Scum rises to the top because you've got to be totally ruthless, and it's a synthesis of evil. Thank you, John. What did the Boston article say, sir?
Yeah, the title of it was Kerry Made His Bones in Secret Club Like Bush by Andrew Miga.
And, of course, making your bones is an allusion to...
Right. I'll give you the first couple of paragraphs of short. Washington. Senator John F. Kerry expounds on many issues in his presidential campaign, but he's completely silent on one topic, his membership in the Skull and Bones, Yale's infamous secret society. John Kerry has absolutely nothing to say on that subject. Sorry, said Kerry spokeswoman Kelly Bonanda.
All right, thanks for the call, John.
Very valuable, John.
Very valuable. Email that to tips@infowars.com. John in Canada, you're on the air with your fellow Canadian. Go ahead. John in Canada, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, how are you today, gentlemen?
Fine.
Good. I'd like to, I guess your reception's bad, but anyway, we'll get through this. I don't know whether Barry's familiar
with
the
Let me just stop you. Can we boost the audio to the callers? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we'll try to boost your audio. Go ahead.
I don't know whether Barry's familiar with the new bill that's just going through the Parliament now, which is tailored after the Homeland Security Bill, which is Bill C-17, which takes away the Citizens' Rights of Canada.
Well, I am. And not only that, but we've had a total of three of those bills. And you probably know Gelati, the famous lawyer, and Rocco Gelati, and he pointed out a very interesting thing. He got those bills very early. There was C-36 and C-42, now there's C-17, and he got those bills, he put them together, he read all through them, and he found out that individually the bills are bad enough, yeah, but when you put them together, you put the definition of terrorism here, in another bill you put what the police can do, in another bill it's what the corrections officer can do.
It's an integration and interface, just like Patriot Act 1 and 2 with Homeland Security, maximum dictatorship.
Exactly. When you put them together, and not only that, but our bills in Canada were suspiciously fast coming forward. They really couldn't have been written just after 9/11. They were
exactly
in readiness. Somebody was writing this stuff earlier.
Because they were down in Washington, I'm sure of that.
Well, I'm afraid that could be. There's a lot too much integration, I would
this
say.
This is the Pan-American
Union. We're going to have serious problems here if Paul Martin becomes Prime Minister of this country, who's already controlling this country. We're going to have serious problems like we're going to have with Bush the same way.
Well, sir, it's already on the map. You're not going to have Canadian sovereignty within 5 years if this continues.
Well, there's a lot of people up here that will turn around and take their guns out regardless of what the government says here, because there are a lot of guns up here.
And it's not only Paul Martin, John, it's also John Manley. You know, they're cut from the same cloth. And I think they're out of tune, really, with most Canadians. Most Canadians are very favorable and friendly to the USA. We have a lot of American friends. We travel to the States. I love the place. But the thing is, the governments get together, and they pull off stuff.
Oh, yeah, when I say America's taking over, I mean the dictatorship is going to take over your stuff.
Exactly.
One more segment with our guest. We'll talk to Bill in Alaska and tell you about his book and his film. Final segment with our guest in the third hour is the economy, the Second Amendment, everything. It's all coming up. Final segment with our guest. Stay with me. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're not excited, if you're not upset, something's wrong with you. And I think that Barry, our guest, has really hit the nail on the head that it is about denial. It is about the fear deep inside. You better get over that fear and face the threat. It will not make it go away. There are monsters in the closet in the real world, and hiding under the cover isn't going to save you. I produced 9 films. The 9th is now out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You want to know what they're going to set up in this country, what they're already setting up? You need to get the film. Go to Infowars.com or net. Get Road to Tyranny, about 9-1-1. Part 2 of that, Masters of Terror. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com or net or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net. Just get the films, get the word out to everyone now. It's got to be done now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Infowars.com or net, or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. Police State 3 is now out. Barry, how do folks get your film, The Great Deception?
It's pretty bad because my phone, I've had to hire a special assistant just to answer my phone, but I'll give you, the area code is 416, and the number is 651-5588, 651-5588. There's an outgoing message, tells you everything you need to know. We're having an incredible. It looks like we're moving toward 500 sales. We have an equation here in Canada. It's called the 10% thing, because the population of Canada is about 1/10 of the population of USA. So whatever happens in the States, we usually divide it by 10 and figure that's normal.
Okay, for those that don't know, you're a national television host. You did this on your own, and you write for newspapers, and you just put together this video. And believe me, it'll be a lot more than 500 of you. Get the word out, but 416-651-5588.
That's it.
Let's take a quick call.
Leave 3 weeks for the delivery.
Let me tell you, trying to get stuff into Canada is what's hard.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Bill in Alaska. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I just had to call in. I got an enemy that hasn't been mentioned yet on today's show, and the American people want to know why this is like this. All they got to do is look in the mirror. Jim Jones, in case in point, I don't believe he was as guilty as the people that followed him, because he couldn't have been a bad leader if he hadn't had followers. There's people that think like George Bush in the homeless shelter up here, but they're no threat to me. They're not influential. They haven't been leveraged into position. In fact, everybody that follows the wrong way is an enemy, and that's why raising cattle is profitable. The herd is predictable, and they can be moved at a profit to the ultimate destination. And that's pretty much all I had to say.
All right, thank you for the call from Alaska.
Pretty,
go ahead.
Pretty powerful statement, Bill.
Well, absolutely it is. One more call. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from Denver.
Okay, welcome, sir.
First of all, I want to appreciate that you guys don't censor your calls like a lot of other radio stations.
No, no, we don't have to do that here because we tell the truth.
That's correct.
We break conditioning.
I was wondering if you had heard anything about the Bohemian Grove donating $20 million to CU and what your thought was on that.
What, to your university?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about it. Of course, I snuck into Bohemian Grove and...
Well, it was on the radio last night, not the radio, the news.
Hey, I'll tell you what, hold on a second. Barry, do you have to go?
I don't have to go. No, I do not.
Why don't you stay another 20 minutes?
Oh, thank you. I'd be happy. I love your callers, and there's things to still talk about.
Okay, Brian, stay there. We'll talk about the Skull and Bones Big Boy group that I made a film about, and we'll talk to Ken and everybody else. Everybody stay with me. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have been hit.